gym, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
New Country Evenings. It's the Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
New Country. 93.5.
And girl, you're pretty good at whiskey, but can your shoes shine? Sure, you've been on a farm, but you ain't been on mine. Was there dust on your driveway? Hay in the pasture? Did your mama make cobbler? Did your daddy drive a tractor? Girl, you talk a lot like East Tennessee. Well, wherever you're from, hell, that's where I need to be. 'Cause these boots need to keep two-stepping.
In here, you can't even stand. They turned on top 40, turned off that band. What you say, we four-wheel drive it out to 40-acre land. Start a party of our own, if you wanna, we can. 'Cause these boots need to keep two-stepping. Them beers on ice, keep sweating. That dress needs to keep on spinning around and around and around. Did your mama make cob, or did your daddy drive a tractor?
'Cause girl, you talk a lot like East Tennessee.
I think I need to take you back home with me.
'Cause these boots need to keep two-stepping. Them beers on ass keep sweating. That dress needs to keep on spinning around and around and around. Talking about
New Country, 93.5. Come on, knock on my door. Come on, knock on my door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you. Three's company too.
Yeah.
Okay, so the reason why we're singing that lame song is the drop over, like the, you know, just kind of pop in, the drop by.
Mm-hmm.
Is that extinct?
And I think it's make-believe. You know, you see it in Three's Company, yeah. Friends, Seinfeld, or whatever. Like, there's always a place to gather, usually at somebody's house. And I just don't think, as much as I'd like it to be, I want that house to be mine. I just don't think people gather like that anymore.
Is the drop-in over? Coming up.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends. Places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. I guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then all these highs that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
After me. Hey, Alexa.
Hey, Alexa.
Play New Country 93.5.
Turning on your favorite country station.
New Country.
Day night, just going through the motions. Never drink Jack without the coat. Never burn through a pack of smokes. But tonight I'm at it both to the list. 'Cause I'm still getting used to this broken heart thing, sitting in the dark thing.
forget you. Never mind, but the way you up and said goodbye might just drive me crazy. She never cried and slammed the door. You've never not picked up before. But tonight I'm adding more to the list, 'cause I'm still getting used to this broken heart thing, sitting in the dark thing, smiling while I'm falling apart thing, pictures in hallways, here in the small thing, thinking about you all night.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. Appreciate you hanging out. Also, if you miss part of the show this week, today, whatever, you want to get caught up over the weekend, too, you can download or stream our podcast.
Oh, what a good idea. Yeah, it's company on demand. Whenever's more convenient for you, you can have a listen to that podcast.
Isn't it interesting that, or maybe not, I don't know, if you no longer do the drop-in or the hangout at the house. You know, mm-hmm. You see this a lot. I mean, because you watch Seinfeld all the time.
All the time.
And that's what they all do. They just hang out.
They hang out in Jerry's apartment.
Or Friends. Again, they either hang out at the coffee shop or at their apartment.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
I mean, I think it was such a thing in sitcoms. I mean, I get it. For filming purposes, you need your stars to gather in one place.
Right.
And I grew up watching a lot of those TV shows, like Frasier, for instance, too. They always met at Frasier's apartment.
It's true.
And it gave me this unrealistic hope that's how adults operate. So now that I've recently moved into a ground floor condo, mm-hmm. I kind of just want people to come over. I even considered putting like a sign on my patio, come on in, the water's fine, or something that. Live, laugh, love. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't want the wrong people.
No, I know. Yeah, you don't want to do
my
that.
Patio. So I don't know if that's the best idea.
I like Paul the Pilot, Brad the Fuzz, and I, we gather.
Mm-hmm. Do you organize it, though, like talk to each other about it? Or can you just pop over to one of their homes?
Spur of the moment, sure.
Really?
I'll send a text saying, hey, you up?
See, that's not spur of the moment.
What do you mean?
I'm talking like you just come over.
Oh, unannounced.
Unannounced,
yeah. No, not unannounced, because they're, I'm not going to waste my time if they're not home.
Okay, that's fair.
Right?
That's fair.
But it won't be a, hey, next Wednesday, 3:00, it's not like that.
Okay.
It's not that organized. It's like, hey, I'm driving up the hill. You up?
Okay. I see.
Yeah. Okay. I'll pop in.
I mean, I guess in today's terms, that is pretty unannounced.
That is, right?
Because we do have the capability now with text to at least give someone a little bit of a heads up.
Because if you're not around, then I'm not going to bother.
No. That's you know? A good point.
So it's totally spur of the moment.
That's amazing. I want that so bad. I used to really dislike the pop-in.
Yeah.
But as I've watched more and more of these shows, I guess.
You want the pop-in.
I want the pop-in. I mean, I also work, or I live very close to work.
Right.
So there's part of me, too, that like, if you've had a rough day at work
me?
Or something. Yeah, you.
Oh.
Like, if you just need to come over for a glass of wine or something, like, oh my gosh, I just want you to come over.
You want me to come over for a glass of wine?
I mean, if you want.
Oh.
What?
What? I would.
I won't hold you to it. But anyone.
Yeah, I
like,
shouldn't.
I won't. But anyone at work, I would love people to have the comfort and any of my friends to just...
You want any of the sales staff just to come on over, hey? Just to hang out? hey guys, you know, if you're having a rough day meeting the quotas, just, you know what, I'm just... Yeah. I'm literally across the street.
I just want to be that gather household where anyone can pop in. My patio's right on the ground floor.
Yeah.
You can come right on in. I'll have chilled wine and beer waiting for you and some snacks and knickknacks.
Really? Hey?
Yeah, that's the kind of place I want to be, but I just don't actually think people do that.
Do you gather? Do you hang out at a certain place? And do you do it on a regular basis?
It's time to experience the next chapter in elevated luxury at Lexus on the Park. Right now, take advantage of great offers on all remaining 2024 Lexus RX models with lease rates as low as 1.9%. Plus, enjoy up to $1,500 in delivery credits on select RX models while supply lasts. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornblum Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornblum Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornblum Law. Online at lostjob.ca.
Sometimes the destination is as important as the journey. Book the best hotels around the world and save at Viaggio.com. With thousands of hotels to choose from, Viaggio.com is the new booking engine that saves you money. Your next vacation is just a click away. Venice, Paris, Las Vegas, Cancun. Where do you want to go? Viaggio. Viaggio. Viaggio.com.
Big dreams of the 9-to-5 cubicle grind? We didn't think so. At Centennial College, get ready to stand out with hands-on education for a career outside the box. From life-saving roles in nursing to innovative work in aviation, we give you the skills you need for the future you want. Realize your potential and get ready to succeed. Learn more at centennialcollege.ca.
Debt relief when you can't repay. SteveWelker.ca.
You think to get out of debt that you'll need more money, a second job, or sell off your family heirlooms. The truth is, I can help you get out of debt using the money that you already make, even if you're on a fixed income, with money still left in your pocket. I'm Steve Welker. Give me 5 minutes and I'll show you how.
Debt relief when you can't repay.
Licensed insolvency trustee.
Just when the weather is freezing your nosy, someone's got a new menu that's tasty and cozy. What? It's Booster Juice. Now you can warm up and chow down with a savory selection of grilled fresh favorites. Breakfast wraps, chicken wraps, grilled cheese, steak and chicken paninis, topped with melty cheese, creamy pesto, spicy chipotle, grilled fresh options made in-house, warm and delicious, made daily with the finest ingredients. Cozy comfort food at Booster Juice. Download the Booster Rewards app today.
The snow conditions are here for what will be a great snowmobile season. And what could make it even better? How about the best offers we've ever had on Ski-Doo and Lynx snowmobiles? Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire. Our best promotions are on. Choose 0% financing for 5 years or rebates of up to $3,000 off, or choose no payment for 6 months on all 2024 or 2025 Ski-Doos. The choice is yours, and the savings are the best we've ever had. Visit us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville today and ride now.
Do you need a reliable car or truck, but don't want to pay new car prices? Then let Abrams Auction help you get a wheel of a deal. Here is your opportunity to save on Abrams' backlog inventory of used and unclaimed vehicles for budget-conscious drivers. With bids starting at just $500, and each car comes complete with driving video and UCDA report. Register now for exclusive auction alerts on available vehicles at abramsauction.ca. That's abramsauction.ca.
Hi, I'm Cherry Tabb, co-founder of the Herzig Eye Institute. Did you know that wanting to play their favorite sports better is the number one reason people have their vision corrected? Let our team of world-class surgeons help you improve your golf, your tennis, and yes, your hockey. See if one of our high-definition vision procedures is right for you. Google Herzig Eye Institute. Call us for a consultation. There's no charge. Look after yourself. Promise me.
Picture this. A snowy morning, and you're staring at where your driveway used to be. Your neighbor's Toyota RAV4 with all-wheel drive cruises by unfazed, making winter look easy. You're thinking, that should be me. Yes. Yes, it should. It's time to upgrade your winter. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $104 weekly for 36 months at 5.79% with $2,500 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for
kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires, good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust in the draw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made a fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
New Country 93.5. Do you call before you go over to someone's house, or you just drop in? It's like the drop over, the drive by kind of just pop in unannounced. Is that a thing?
I would love that to be a thing.
Yeah.
I want my house to be the house. I have to know you, by the way. Don't just
randomly come over.
But I would love to be that house where people come over and they're like, you know what, Sash? I had a rough day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like the bartender and I have a tea towel
over my shoulder.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Just tell me. Tell me all about it.
Is that thing still exist coming up?
I swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, weren't really trying, next thing you know. There's a test on the counter, next thing you know. She's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And a doctor saying, how you doing there, Dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first step, first date, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
the Casey Clark Show, New Country 93.5.
I hear the sound of a gravel road. I feel the wheels of a Detroit steel taking me home. I see the house just up ahead. Same 2-1, my daddy's son. Will I wake in bed and dream myself to sleep and pray my soul to keep? Hunter by church, blue collar, still running through my veins. This little town, the family, the memories, the roots that I put down. Know who I am, ain't gonna change. Might find a brand new melody, but the song remains the same. I'm proud of where I'm from, yeah, we're the lucky ones. Let's hear my church, blue collar, still running through my veins. You didn't stop, points me to where you are. I know the gravel road will always lead me home. Somewhere that you didn't stop, points me to where you
are. Dirt by church, blue collar, still running through my veins. Yeah, I was born small town, deep roots, but on these boots I wouldn't change a thing. That's how I was born. This little town.
It's New Country 93.5. If you just popped in, do you do the pop-in without being planned?
Yeah, think about sitcoms like Seinfeld, Friends, where they all just always gathered. And it was relatively unannounced. And it just seemed like the thing that people did. And that's... I grew up watching sitcoms, and I thought that's what we all did, but nobody gathers anymore, I don't think.
Larry, do you like the pop-in? Do you do that? Do you unannounced just show up?
All my friends live by the pop-in.
Yeah.
Really? So yeah, how often do you gather?
Well, it's Friday. It'll happen today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, 4:15, you'll get a text, you up. Right?
No. We do the pop in starting around 2:00.
Yeah, really? I was like, I bet it's early.
Oh, you start chasing it early, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Wow. It's the weekend, so.
If you've had, say, a rough day, Larry, or your friend had a bad day, and they need to just come over and talk about it and vent about it, it's just an open invitation at all times.
Oh, always.
See, this is what happens when you start rewatching Friends over and over again. right? Is that you're like, oh yeah. My gosh, this is my life. Why isn't my life like this? This is what's happening to Sash right now because she's rewatching Seinfeld. So she's like, oh, I want the pop in.
I just want everyone to gather in my apartment.
I need a neighbor like Kramer. I need somebody who's always there.
Yes, who will walk in awkwardly through the doorway. Hey, I love that.
You do have a neighbor that it pops in all the time.
Yeah, she does actually.
Yeah, so you have one of those.
I have one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But I want more. I want people to come over every day.
No kidding,
it always sounds greedy.
Or greedy or needy. I don't know.
Either or.
Kind of a slippery slope, if you ask me.
Or lonely, maybe.
Well, yeah, it's right in there. Like, it's all a hot mess right now.
All of the above.
Right? Larry, you're the best, man.
Yeah. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, you too.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
Your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Trends of up to 40% on Transat South packages. It's easy to say, so long to winter. Visit transat.com or contact your Marlin travel professional for details. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Wendy's has a new breakfast deal. Mix and match two items of your choice for only $4. Breakfast wrap, biscuit, or English muffin sandwiches, small seasoned potatoes, or small hot coffee. Choose two for $4 at Wendy's. Available for a limited time at participating Wendy's in Canada. Taxes extra.
And here they come. The in-store pro line better. Walking towards the counter, ready to score gridiron glory. A few taps on their phone, and now they're showing it to the cashier. Did you notice that speed? Folks, they created an NFL bet slip on the ProLine app, and with one scan, the bet is placed. They're all set for kickoff.
Get same-day cash payouts. Download the app and bet NFL in-store with ProLine. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
And we're back.
I've got to say, what a thrill.
Couldn't agree more, Jeff. My blood is pumping.
Canadian Blood Services needs 450 new donors every day to keep Canada's lifeline strong.
And in the final quarter of the day, we have 55 left to... What's that?
Is that a new donor?
It's a new donor.
We're at 396. Only 54 left to go.
This is the 450 challenge. Let's get Canada's blood pumping.
Book an appointment today at blood.ca/450.
At BDC, we know being an entrepreneur means always being ready to take on challenges and seize opportunities. Get up to $100,000 with our small business loan to make your projects a reality. Simple, quick, and with no application fees, the BDC online loan offers you flexibility to protect your cash flow with favorable repayment terms. Apply now at bdc.ca/online loan. Certain conditions apply. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
At Metro, we'd like to start 2025 right by wishing all a happy New Year, New Savings event. On now at your local Metro, where you can take advantage of great savings store-wide, including red grilled bone-in strip loin steaks or roasts for only $7.88 per pound, or jumbo cherries for just $3.99 per pound, only until January 22nd. Plus hundreds of other great offers all month. So wave bye to last year and say hi to a new year with new savings. Shop now at your local Metro or online at metro.ca.
How do you put some real kick into your winter driving? You know we're talking Woodbine Nissan. Now with a full stable of Nissan Kicks waiting for you and ready to hit the road. Right now at Woodbine Nissan, lease the all-new redesigned 2025 Kicks weekly from just $69 for 39 months. Woodbine Nissan has them in stock and ready for immediate delivery. Details at WoodbineNissan.com or 60 Queens Clay Drive across from Woodbine Racetrack.
Woodbine Nissan, saddle up and ride.
Ever notice during the holidays, you always find room for more pie, but no room to pack away your holiday stuff? Get the space you need back with Canada's number one self-storage solution, Access Storage. Try 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca.
New Country 93.5 Toronto.
Your country station.
Is CFXJ-FM, a Stingray radio station.
Walking on a Cloud presents Stepping Lightly Through History. Featuring Lori Vella.
Ready to step into your New Year's resolutions? Walking on a Cloud has the perfect footwear to keep you moving forward. Crush your workouts in New Balance sneakers. Explore new adventures in Merrell hiking shoes. Embrace a healthy lifestyle with the comfort of Birkenstock and Atrix. Designed with support that lasts all day. Start your journey at Walking on a Cloud.
Life's a long walk. Love your shoes.
Walking on a Cloud.
When it comes to legal matters, it never comes down to just one thing. You need a law firm that understands it all. Epstein & Associates is your full-service law firm. With transparent pricing and complimentary initial consultations, they're helping clients from Barrie and Newmarket to Richmond Hill and Mississauga navigate family, business, wills and estates, and real estate law. Fully and completely. With Epstein & Associates, your full-service law firm. Visit EpsteinLawyers.com.
This is where
that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, some came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that your lies, I got too much pride. So this is where it ends.
New country is New country. New country 93.5.
If I could send a letter back in time to younger me in her wilder days, a daydreamer with her head in the sky and always learning the hard way. I bet she thinks she knows better than me, but that's just part of her charm. No, you couldn't tell her anything, nothing stubborn as her.
Gonna be okay. Toronto's new country, 93.5. Sasha's Info Dump. For Big White Ski Resort, Kelowna, BC, it's Canada's favorite family resort. You'll find mountain accommodations, discounted lift tickets, and when you book six nights, you get the seventh for free. More details at bigwhite.com.
Sasha's Info Dump.
I think this is one of my favorite things to talk about, largely because I don't have kids, so I don't have to worry about this whole tearing me up inside of picking a favorite.
Oh, right, yeah.
The concept of favorite children. So a huge study was done that analyzed like 19,000 participants and found that parents do treat each of their children differently at certain times, right? And they choose their favorites, you know, depending on the scenario, and it's a lot more systematic than we might have originally thought. So some of the big takeaways from this study: both mothers and fathers tend to favor their daughters, no matter what. If you have 17 sons and one daughter, probably going to favor that daughter.
Not Linda, single mom, six kids, three older daughters, three younger sons. Guess who's the fave?
It's you.
Yeah.
I know. Parents favor children who demonstrate responsibility and organize in their daily lives, like completing their homework on time, keeping their rooms clean. The parents are generally going to favor those
kids. I got my life together.
Yeah. Out of all the kids in your family.
My brothers and sisters, they're all a mess.
Oh, great. Agreeable children, kind of in the same vein, agreeable children are more likely to be favored too.
Yeah.
Basically, if you make your parents' lives easier, you're probably the favorite.
I'm a dream.
I'm sure. Birth order matters, but not for favoritism. So parents tend to give older siblings more autonomy, like later curfews, freedom to make their own decisions. I disagree with that because I found I'm the baby in my family, and my parents let me do whatever I wanted. I think they were way harder on my older sister,
She's the first one to walk the path.
Exactly. But apparently most people actually are not as hard on the oldest because they are allowed to pave that way. And many aspects of parental favoritism are more subtle than you think. So in some cases, parents acknowledge treating one children more favorably, but those children themselves didn't report noticing any differences in treatment. So even if you are the favorite kid, you might not know it, but obviously your siblings are going to recognize it.
I know it.
I know you do.
And I tell everybody, and they know it.
Right. So your siblings, your five brothers and sisters, they know you're the favorite, right?
There's no doubt about it.
And is it only because you say it, or did they realize that as you were growing up?
Please. You just look at me, you look at the way that Linda, single mom of six kids, the way that she treats me versus how she treats the others. There's no doubt.
Really?
Oh my gosh, she puts me on a pedestal.
Right, so it's not even like a photo finish. You are the favorite, bar none.
There's
And then there's just five other losers in your house.
And I've said this before, when my mom is trying to call their names, the first name that she utters is mine, regardless of who it is.
Regardless of the fact that you haven't even been around your mom for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And all your brothers and sisters live right by her.
They're at her beck and call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But absence makes the heart grow fonder, right?
Or it's just me.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? That's your info dump.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Yeah, I just wanna love somebody who wants someone that I pray to take on back my home turf. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights. Even when she's up against me, I don't know why. It feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
New Country 93.5.
Long hot summer days get a little hotter when you look my way, girl. Your eyes are burning blue. Don't know how you do it, but you sure do something. Temperature's rising just like an oven, girl. It only takes a kiss or two. Well, the grass in the field's growing up high. Let's get lost, baby, you and I. And make hay while the sun shines. Dance all night in the moonlight. We both know we're good together. We ain't gonna be young forever. Take my hand. Chance, baby, jumping ain't no better time for making hay while the sun shines. Woo! Then someone needs to take about 3 or 4 days. Little back road or long highway, girl. We don't need a plan. Life a little more and more every mile. I got the wheel and you got the smile, girl. Cruising through the south of land. Let's take all the troubles, put them in a sack, throw them out the window and never look back in. Make hay while the sun shines. Dance all night in the moonlight. We both know we're good together. We ain't gonna be gone forever. Take my hand, take a chance, baby, jumping. Ain't no better time making hay while the sun shines. Spinning faster. So let's make hay while the sun shines. Dance all night in the moonlight. We both know we're good together. And we ain't gonna be young forever. Take my hand, take a chance, baby, jumping. Ain't no better time. Take my hand, take a chance, baby, jumping. Ain't no better time. Making hay while the sun shines.
93.5 is Kane Brown.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no breaks, I'll tell. No gate, ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. Mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
New Country 93.5. The way we address people, is that changing? Is it lost forever by calling people by Mr. and Mrs.? Is it gone?
It seems like it's definitely on its way out. If someone called me Miss Spencer, I wouldn't know who you're talking to, honestly.
And what if they call you ma'am or sir?
Ooh.
Is that still a thing? In minutes.
There's a spot in my driveway where you can park your car. Know a place off the highway where there's a sky full of stars and it ain't far. Got a bottle of red wine just waiting for the right night. The right girl, the right time. Sounds good, don't it? Well, it's got your name on it if you want it. Every day I got left, every dollar in my pocket, that shotgun side of my F-150. Will you know? Every minute, got a front porch seat for your girl. If you can swing it, my start, my end, my heart, and my hand. You can have it right now if you want it. It's got your name on it. Got a little space on the right side of this king-size bed. And there's three little words I ain't never said yet. Spell it out in a tattoo on my arm just for you. Right there in plain view, so the whole world knows it. Cause it's got your name on it, if you want it. Every day I got left, every dollar in my pocket, that shotgun side of my F-150. Will you know I want you in it, every minute.
Sundown, my forever, my right now. If you like how that sounds, you might as well own it. 'Cause it's got your name on it, if you want it. Every day I got left, every dollar in my pocket, that shotgun side of my F-150. Girl, you know I want you with it, every minute. Got a front porch seat for you, girl, if you can swing it, my star.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. We were at another Casey Clark Show Classroom of the Month, and when we were at the classroom with Mrs. Brun's grade one class yesterday, what I noticed, listen, they were awesome. I loved the kids.
As they always are.
But we were introduced by our first names and not Mr. and Miss, right?
And I mean, it makes sense because we refer to ourselves as our first names. Yeah. And in fact, I bet a lot of people don't even know what my last name is, which is great because I don't like using my last name.
Right.
But yeah, it's different, especially when you're in a school setting.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us grew up with the mentality of any adult that walks into a school is automatically a Mr., Miss, or Mrs.
So if you think we were, you know, guests that had different jobs, we would be addressed as a surname.
Like a real job.
Yeah. This is what I mean. Yeah.
Yes. You know what? That's a really good point. We probably would have been referred to as something else.
I think even the recess supervisors are referred to as Mr. and Mrs.
As they should be.
And exactly.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm not upset by it.
Oh gosh, me neither.
And I think it would have thrown me off equally if there was a Mr. in front of my name.
Oh, I would have looked around to be like, why is my mom here?
Yeah, you know, right? Exactly. So, but it's interesting though, when you ask, hey, when's the last time you called somebody Mr. or Ma'am or Mrs.?
Oh my gosh.
Or Miss. Like, when's the last time you did that?
You know what's weird is because my parents are teachers, right?
Yeah.
So I will now run into my old teachers and or my parents' old coworkers, and or my mom will be talking about, oh, Jerry did this. And I'm like, who is that?
Right.
It's Mr. Hess. I'm like, oh, right. So I even.